It was a clear, beautiful day, and Johnny turned the controls over to the German co-pilot. Johnny was entranced with those mountains far below. He had never seen the Himalayas before. Impressive. Some of them were 5 miles high, and a few nearly six. Snow and glaciers and wind plumes, deep valleys and frozen rivers. They were very emphatic mountains, and such a vast extent of them. They were flying on a general southeasterly course and very high. They were only a bit above Sonic, since they were beforehand in their planned arrival time. It was relaxing not to listen to the heavy roar of their motors. The helmet ear pads were quite soundproof, much more so than the usual domed helmets. Strange to be flying without sound. Maybe the colonel was right. Maybe it did hurt the ears. The co-pilot had spotted a key towering peak to their right. They were right on course. Johnny relaxed. It had been quite a visit. After a while, he got interested in the assault rifle they had given him. They had put it on the floor plates under his feet. A chrome-plated rifle. He wondered whether they had also chromed the inside of the bore. If they had, it would be dangerous to fire. He worked out how to field strip the weapon and looked down the bore. No, they hadn't chromed it, so it was fine. He put the weapon back together and practiced a bit with the cocking bolt. Then he put a magazine in it and, working the cocking bolt, ran a whole clip through it without firing. It all worked just fine. He reloaded the clip and checked the other clips. They worked too. He tested the balance of it by sighting on a peak. The sights took a little getting used to, and he practiced with them. He didn't hear the co-pilot trying to tell him they would shortly land and was taken by surprise when he looked down and saw Lhasa. They were coming right on in. What an impressive city it must have been once. A huge palace ruin went up the side of a red mountain. The palace was so big it was more than the mountain. There was a wide open expanse just below the palace, and a lot of other ruins stood around what must have been a park. The whole city was in a sort of bowl, surrounded by high mountains. Yes, and there was a little mob of people waiting at the far side of the park, most of them in furs, some in yellow robes. There was lots of space to land, and Johnny let the co-pilot bring the ship in over the top of a tumble of rubble that had once been a building and set her down. The huge ancient palace reared up on their right. The crowd was 100 yards in front of the plane, and an ancient ruin was 200 yards behind it. Johnny undid his security belts and swung the door partly open. The crowd was simply standing over there. Perhaps 200 people or more. They didn't rush forward. They didn't cheer. Oh well, Johnny thought, one can't be popular every place. The sling of the AK-47 caught on the console before him, and he lifted it up, swung the door wider, and dropped to the ground. Usually, the co-pilot would shift over to the pilot's seat, and Johnny glanced up. The German was just sitting there, staring straight ahead.